Let's be honest with ourselves in this post-pandemic bubble that will no doubt be replaced with a pre-pandemic surge created by the variants and the folks who refuse to mask and refuse to vaccinate. These freedom-loving, don't-tread-on-me yahoos aren't going to help us end this plague. No way, Jose. Not when all they hear on their Facebook feeds are the fair and balanced opinions of the commentators and congressmen who think Fauci is a lying criminal, the government is a nanny state, and the COVID epidemic is phony. We've tried reason, we've tried bribery, we've tried appealing to their patriotism, and they've only doubled down on their resistance to masking and to vaccinating. They aren't going to be convinced, and we're wasting our time. Sure, some states and some cities will go back to wearing masks. The airlines will keep that rule for the foreseeable future, but they won't be friendly skies. Not with the folks who think wearing a mask is halfway to the gas chambers run by the deep state. The federal government may require vaccinations, sure, they don't mind injecting nanotrackers for Bill Gates, who no doubt is funding most of this propaganda. If you live in Texas, this last week 214 of you died. Florida, 360 died. California, 183. There were 258 deaths in the United States on July 19th, and the number is going up. Sure, this is way below the peak of the plague, so why worry just because the numbers are going up daily? If you prowl the internet, you can find websites that claim the number of deaths from vaccinations in a recent week jumped up 2,000 and that the total number of deaths was greater than from COVID itself. Facts don't lie any more than guns kill. People do. We'll probably come out of this pandemic with a few less citizens. That much is true. That bothers me, but hey, it could be worse. Worse is the next creepy disease that kills in far higher numbers, some Ebola flesh-eating monster that dissolves its victim in days and is more contagious than internet bullshit. The good folks among us who refuse to protect themselves or their kids or their neighbors, well, they've shown us what we're up against. We've met the enemy. And it looks like them.